Look at the Band-Aid on my finger. It's getting smaller. You know, it was Monday. It was 1 week ago, Sunday, that the giant inflatable blow-up in my yard decided to take a bite out of my thumb.
I can't believe you're still wrapped up in bandages.
Well, it takes a while for the skin to heal on there. Wintertime, Christmas time, always a time where sometimes safety takes a back seat. But to put it back in the driver's seat, we've got with us Scott Humphrey from Travelers Insurance to give us some safety tips this holiday season. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
All right. Over the holidays, we need to stay safe. Let's talk about some of the things that we're talking about that works well. One of those things, I guess, maybe has to do with around the home. A lot of Christmas decorations. I saw a thing this morning on television because they like to show a picture of a burning Christmas tree that probably the fire safety people have put out. But I guess a lot of times with all that electricity, nice warm fire, a dry tree, that's making for a bad recipe, isn't it?
That's a bad combination, I would say. Definitely. I had not heard about the blow-up lawn ornaments as a danger, but that is a new one. I'll add that to the list.
Well, it comes from the bottom.
There's certainly some things you can do to minimize your risk of injury or damage to a property, you know, around the holiday season.
Such as?
Well, you know, one of the big things is, as you said, fire around the tree or, you know, one of the things that we know is that the top three causes for, or the top three most common days where we have fires associated with candles are around the holiday season. So be careful where you put your candles. Another big thing is theft. You know, this is the time of the year that everyone's out buying a lot of gifts or receiving gifts via the mail. It's become very common for what we call porch pirates to steal packages when you're not home.
So because nowadays what happens with all the different delivery people, they'll come to your door, you're not signing for anything, all you're doing is they knock or ring your door, and the next thing you know, there's a package there. So they're doing that throughout the day, and you're telling me folks are driving around the neighborhoods looking for boxes?
Exactly. That's a very common type of of loss for folks.
What do you suggest? Tell the delivery people, hey, put it on my porch around back, do something like that. What happens there?
Well, these days, actually, the delivery companies are very good about providing like a notification of when the delivery was made. So what you want to do is just be aware of when your delivery is going to be made and make sure that someone is there to receive it.
Scott, a lot of people are out shopping, especially at night. Any safety tips for people parking in the lot far away from the store?
Definitely. What you want to do is park your car in a well-lit area. As close to the mall or the store as possible. If you leave anything in your car, make sure you've locked your car and the packages or the items are out of sight.
What about business owners? I understand there's some liabilities that they might encounter during the holiday season.
That's very true. You know, it kind of goes back to making sure that your business can run smoothly through this time of the year. Such as, is there going to be any interruption to your supply chain and what the items are that you're selling or the service you're providing, any risk of interruption to that? They have a lot of concerns about theft these days or cyber-related issues. All of those are a concern.
And, of course, many people are traveling during the holiday season, and I bet that brings a lot of safety issues, not only the fact that you're maybe going to unfamiliar places, you encounter the weather, but also you're leaving your home unattended during a period of time.
As a matter of fact, it's estimated that around 80 million Americans are expected to travel by car this holiday season. So there's a significant number that will be out there on the roads. You know, it's in general, when it comes to travel, it's about you know, using common sense. Many of the things we've often heard of, you know, reduce your speed. Drive with your headlights on, you know, make sure your vehicle is properly maintained, proper air pressure in your tires, those sorts of things.
Our guest today has been Scott Humphrey from Travelers Insurance. If people want to find out more, get some ideas, or at least maybe put a little bit of their attention towards holiday safety, what's the best way for them to do that?
Excellent question. Certainly they could always look at the Travelers offers a lot of information on our travelers.com website. There's also a lot of other resources out there related to the government and other safety type services.
Sounds very good. Scott, thanks for joining us this morning and keeping us a little bit safe this holiday season. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bruce. Take care and happy holidays.